Mishnah says, Barishoina Hayu.
Beginning Hayom, when they used to say, Hayoshevis Adam Tohor, an Isha, that let's say she gave birth, and after the 14 days of the Kaiva, then till the 8th, the next 66 days, is called Dam Tohor. So an Isha that's sitting on the Dam Tohor is like this, Hoysa Moro, Hoysa Mayim LePesach. She's allowed to fetch water to clean the Korban Pesach. Rashi says, Moro Mayim LePesach means, Mekliya Kli Lirchas Bayas Pesaya Pesach. That even though she is self-assumed, she is called a Tfulas Yom Aruch, because even though she goes to the mikveh after the 14 days, but she's not Torah completely on the Gerta Kodshim until she brings the Korban on the 80th day. So from the 14th until the 80th day, those 66 days, she's called like a Tful Yom. So the Kiddush is still, she's allowed to pour water, or get the water, she could pour the water from one pitcher to another pitcher, like to wash the Korban Pesach with it. Rashi says, I will deny a man of the gods, but she can't touch the water itself. She tfulas yom, because she's a tfulas yom. Because she told her she went to the mikveh after 2 weeks, and she doesn't have her ever shemesh, she's not torn completely, until the end of the day, the day she can bring a kabonis. So therefore, it's called a tful yom. Rashi says, the apostle says, by tful yom, a tful yom really means somebody became tamei today and touched the sheretz, and he went to the mikveh. But still, the apostle says, b'chol kodesh le'sigi, he can't touch any kodshim, until it comes to Erev Shemesh. And the Kaimel Rashi says, we hold, when the Pesach says, B'chol Kodesh, means the Rabbi says, HaTruma. It's Marba the Truma. O Tvu Yom, Yesheni, it's a Sheni. O Kishimora, when she pulls off the water, and in the Gathmam here, she's not touching the water. Ella becomes, she's only touching the Kli, the vessel. And therefore, since she, a Tvu Yom, has Locha Visheni, Visheni, any Matama Kli. So like the Mishnah says, even though she has a loch, like she's a sheni l'tumah, she's a tfuyayim, still she's allowed to pour this water as long as she doesn't touch the water itself. So that's called berishay noyayim. At the beginning we used to say that hayashev is adam tor, hayisamah ramayim l'pesach. She's allowed to pour the water to wash her korban pesach. But chazul lever, then they retracted and said, harehi kemagia tor meis. No, that this tfuyayim has a loch as if she touched a mace, as if to say she's a nevatumah. And therefore, she can't touch this kli, because if she touches the kli, she'll be the time of the kli. So they gave her a din like she was a maga, tamei meis, l'kodeshim. Kedivri besil, these are words of like besil. Beshama yomrim, af ki tamei meis. Not only kemaga, not only she's touching somebody that touched the meis, but as if she mamash touched the meis herself. So as she says, chosu lemme the retracted and tana digachum yom, that arei kemaga tamei meis, shurish l'kodeshim. It's like she touched somebody that touched a mace. So therefore she becomes a Rishon. But only for Chulin. Only for Kachim. Avol Chulin, lay. But for Chulin, she's not Tommy at all. Hilkach, afil negas b'mayim. He quentis mandiyam now. She can even touch the water, if she wants to. Because the mayim really is Chulin here. And therefore Tfu Yayim is only Yesheni Hu. And Yesheni does not make a Shtishi b'chulin. Sadra, because we learn was in one way to be machm and one way to be mekel. They retracted to say that negaya to kachim, she's mamas like a rishon l'tumah, not a sheni but a rishon. But negaya to this water that's not really meant for kachim, it's only there to wash the water, so the water itself is chulin to wash the pesach. Therefore, she's not allowed to touch the water. She's not metama the water. And the Silu Beshami says that negaya to kachim, she's mamas like a tumah meis, she's like an avatumah. But again, only for kachim, not for chulin. So what's like this? First, the Mishnah says, Morin, she's allowed to pour the water out of the kli, but negas le, she can't touch the water. Alma, what do we see? At the Tanakhama, first they held that chulin shenas or ataras hakodesh is kodesh dami. That this water, even though it's only water, it's only going to be used to wash it off, but since it's nas or ataras hakodesh, it has the locha like kachim. And therefore this Isha cannot touch it. And the Rashi says, therefore Mahani Bo Shaini. Therefore since she's a Shaini, a Shaini can be Matama this water. That's what the beginning they held. So the first question is, so Aim Sefer, what does the Sefer, the Mishnah say? The Sefer says like this, that Chozru Leimer then retracted and said, Chozru Leimer, Harehi Kemagen, Tomei Meis the Kachim. And no, she's like touching somebody that touched a mace, but only the gate to Kachim. So the diik is le kachim in, just she can't touch kachim. But le chulin lay, but stand to touch the water, she could touch the water. Alma, what do we see? That chulin shenas or ataras hakodesh is not kodesh dami. Like this water, that's really chulin, just you want to keep the Torah to be used like a kodesh. So here we see why that's called lav kodesh dami. And therefore she's allowed to touch this water, because the water itself is not kachim. So since she's only a sheni, a sheni does not make a shlishi by chulin. So at the beginning we held it is kodesh, we held no. So what's the nechnami? I'll tell you, this tanishtah goes now according to Abishurli, the Tanya, Abishur Oimer, that full yoim, the person that touched the sheretz today, then he went to the mikveh, so he's a tful yoim to my time, he is tchila lakodesh. He has a locha like he's a tchila for kachim, which means a tam mishnayim, he could make a sheni, and the sheni can make a shlishi, v'lusalechot, then the shlishi makes a fourth thing, psul, but that's only the gate to kachim. But negate the tyrus achulin, shenas achulin, shenas or tyrus achodesh, that he holds is not kuk kodesh dami. That's pshat nechoz ruleima. That the beginning taka they held at the sheet, that is kuk kodesh dami. But then chos ruleima hold no, it's not kuk kodesh dami, it's only kuk achulin. And therefore the isha is allowed to touch this water. Since she's only a sheni lutoma, a sheni does not make a shlishi by chulin. Now the Mishnah says, "Umoidim, they both agree. Umoidim, she'ochelus b'maisa, that this isha, this tfulus yoyim, she's not eat maisa rishim." Rashi says, "Kedin tful yoyim, with any tful yoyim, but tful yoyim is not eat maisa rishim." Now, the koitza lochala, when she makes a dough, she's not to set aside a piece to make challah out of it. Umakefes. And then she draws that piece near the big dough. So far she could touch it, because so far it's not challah. But now, the koral Hashem, now she takes her hands away from it, and now she calls it challah. Once it's challah, now she can't touch anymore, because once it gets a shame challah, it's like kachim, and a tful yom can't touch the kachim. But before she called it challah, it's not called kachim. So she was allowed to touch it before, until she gives it a shame challah. Now, the Yemnofel Meiroika, let's say some of her spit falls. Rosa Midam Torah, Stam Adam, of the Dam Tyra now, they're saying that these next 66 days the Dam is Torah. Our Kikush of Trum, let's say it falls on a piece of bread of Truma. Shil Torah, Lachas remains Torah, that since the Isha is not a Nida, she's only at fullest Yoim, therefore her spit has no tumor on it, her Dam has no tumor. Therefore, if it falls on Truma, it remains Torah. Beishami says no, tzricha tefila biachreina. No halacha now. Beishami yomim that after the 66 days go by, or after the 80th day, tzricha tefila biachreina, she has to make another tefila. Even though she went to the mikveh after the 14th day, but she has the halacha of a tefila yom, at the end of the 80th day, she has to go to the mikveh again. Rashi says, leo shumainim lutruma, she has to go again, lo tevebli tichruma. If they should tefila yom orachi, like she couldn't eat truma in this time, so she was mistier that. So he's saying again to truma, maybe she's tamei. Therefore, she has to go to the mikveh again. Ubei still let me know, and the tzricha tefila b'achreina. We do not say she's a mistier das, and therefore she does not have to go to the mikveh again to eat truma. Rashi says though, but Abu the kachim might be beisilim, but the gay for the kachim that even beisil does agree she has to go to the mikveh again. The kaimel we hold in the gemara chagigah. Yes, they have to go to the mikveh again for kachim. Say for here, she'll have to go to again to be able to eat kachim. Just the tefillin holds, in order to eat truma, here it's okay for truma, you don't need another tefillah. Now the Gemara says, the Yama Marcos, we learned that Toval Viola Eichel B'maisa, that's the luck of a regular tful yom. The person that was Tommy touched the sherets today, and then he went to the mikveh. So as soon as he comes up for the mikveh, right away he's allowed to eat maiserishin. So for this isha also, after the 14 days that she went to the mikveh, she could eat maiser. Then it says, v'koitz l'chala. Why? Because before she calls it chala, it's called chulin at fulin l'chala. It's only chulin, regular dough, that's set aside that she will take off chala from it. So we hold up until she takes it off, is lav k'chala dam, it's not called k'chala. And therefore, it's not chulin, it's not kachim. Therefore, she could touch it. Uma kefes. Now, after she sets it aside, she's supposed to bring it, draw it near the big dough. The Yamamar, because we learned, mitzvah litra minamukav, and to make off truma, you have to do minamukav from what's nearby. Therefore, it's a mitzvah litra minamukav. Then it says, v'koru l'shem, that then she calls the shem, give it a shem chal. So Mora says, a sakra dadachim, I would have thought to say, nigza dilma osa lemingabo miyavroi, that maybe we should not let her do this, because maybe we should come to touch it. Because Kamashma, no, we're not afraid. We're not afraid to say that she should be able to call it Kala, as if to say maybe she'll come and touch it. We're not afraid. We don't say she'll touch it. She's not going to touch it. Therefore, she can call it Kala now, even though she can't touch it anymore. Then it says, let's say some of the spit falls on this. So it's Torah, the plan we learned. Mashke tful yoyim, mean liquid that comes out from a tful yoyim, is kemashke in hanogeya behem. It's like mashke that touched them. And what's the halacha? That the elu v'elu ainu matamin. Both remain tor. Chutz b'mashka hazav shu'avatum. Only the mashka, the spit that comes out of a zav, the other Torah says that's called the mayin. That's a navatuma. But if the person's only it's full yain, then just he's tamei. But the mashka that comes out of him is not tamei. It's like mashka touching him. Since he's a sheni, he doesn't make the mashka tamei. And therefore, the mashka that comes out of him remains tor. That's the limit of the Mishnah. If the mashka goes on top of the bread of Kikur Truma, it remains to her. Then the Mishnah said that the Shamai, Mai, Benai, what's the Machlokes, Meshon, Besilu, Amar Aktima, Tful Yom, Orech, Ikur Benai, like over here, she's a long Tful Yom. I mean, she went to the mikvah on the 14th day, and she really can't eat Kachim or Truma until the 80th day. Since it's a long time in between, that's the machlokes. Do we say she was mesir da? She took her mind away from watching herself, so we're afraid maybe she became tummy in between. Therefore, she has to go to the mikvah again in order to eat truma. That's what Beishamai holds. Beisilu holds no. Even though it's a long time in between, we do not say she was mesir da. She's still tall. Therefore, she could eat truma without going to the mikvah a second time. Now the Mishnah says, "Horoya yoim echad osa." Let's say Nisha sees dam on the 11th day, like after she finished 7 days of Nida, then it becomes 11 days. If she sees 3 days straight during these 11, she becomes a Zava. Let's say she only sees 1 day during these 11, so that's called the Shemeras Yom Keneged Yom, meaning Midi Raisa, she's Tomei until the next day, until she watches a little bit of the next day that she didn't see. Then she can go to the Mikvah, and then she becomes Tomei Midi Raisa. But that's during the first 11 days. What's going to be on the 11th day itself? Haroya yoim echadosa. V'tov l'lerev. And then that evening she went to the mikvah. O misham she lived with her husband. If it would have been the 10th day, sabshita she shul tamei. Because if it would have been the 10th or 9th or one of the first days, the lochra she has to wait till the next day for us to become Torah. At night she's still tamei. But that's only because the next day she may see again and be starved to become a zava. But here, what she saw in the 11th, so we'll soon see that she can't become a Zavra anymore. Because even if she sees again tomorrow, she becomes a Nida tomorrow. It's after the 11 days. So the question is, this 11th day now, does she, Midiraisa, have to wait till tomorrow to become Torah? Or could she go to the mikveh right now tonight? So that's the Mishnah says. What's the meaning if she went to the mikveh tonight and she lived with her husband? So, Beishama Yerim Mitame Mishkev Moshev Achayev Mekorbin. Beisham yells that midiraisa, she still needs shimmer, and therefore she's still tamei midiraisa until the next morning, and therefore if the husband lived with her at night, he's called a boil nidor, and therefore he's metar boil zav ketanam, therefore he has tumas mishka b'moishav on him, and also his chayv korban because he lived with the zava. However, Beisili atop of ayin beis. Well, Beisili and Misili says no. Beisili oyim holds that midiraisa, you don't need shimmer. Since she saw on the 11th day, so it can't make her into a zephyr anymore, therefore he has a midiraisa, she could go to the mikvah at night. It's only midirabonin that we say still she's tummy. So therefore they still lay me in p'tur min akorbin. Like midirabonin tarakah at night time, she's still tummy. And therefore the husband is called a boil zephyr. She has to mechayiv a korbin that now, since midiraisa, the petas in a korbin, the rabbonin will not be machmet to make you bring a korbin, a schulim bazera. So Basil holds that if you see on the 11th day midiraisa, you could become Torah that night. What's going to be Tovla B'yom Shal Achrov? Let's say again, she saw on the 11th day, and she first went to the mikvah the next morning. So now midiraisa pshita she started to call to Beis Shammai, because she waited till the next day, you made a little bit shimmer, and then she went to the mikvah the next day. So tovla biyayin or shalachrov fishimshas besin, and then she lived with her husband. The Yachakach, then later Rosa, then she saw that day in the 12th day after she went to the mikvah, after she lived with her husband, then she saw Dam. So Midi Raisa, really, she was taught at the Shas Tashmish. Now that she sees Dam, she becomes a Midi now, Midi Raisa, but that's all. Still, Beis Shammai, Mishami says that Mitama Mishka V'Moshev, that Midi Rabbanim, we say no, Midi Rabbanim, we say that she was Tameh before. Because it's a Gezeira Otto during the Yirah of Yamin. And the din is, let's say she saw on the second day of the Yid Aleph. So Loch Rish, she has to wait till tomorrow. He derives on the third day she can go to the mikveh. But if she sees on the third day in the afternoon, then we said that the Mafreish, she was telling all along. That's because now it can become into a Zav Gedela. But that's during the 11th. But here that she saw on the 11th day, so even though Midiraisa now, if she waits till the 12th day, she's Badai Torah. But Midirabon and Dabi Shami makes a Gzeir ought to join the Yid Aleph of Yamin. Therefore, Midrabbanim Hashem holds that the husband now is called, he was Boil Azava, and therefore he has a Tumas Mishka V'Moshev. But here, Hashem also agrees, Pturim and a Korban Dome. And since Midiraisa is the 12th day, so she's Tor, the Shachta lived together, she was Tor, therefore they're Potter from a Korban. Or Basila, Masila says, no, there's not even no Tumah now. Hareza Gargan, he just did something, like a frost, he did something too fast, he shouldn't have done it. But there's no Tumah, not even Midrabbanim. So since the Maist is the 12th day already, and she went to the mikveh this morning, so Midiraisa she's Tor Gomer. Even though she sees Dam later, she becomes a Nida first later, but not before. So therefore, B'Shachta lived together, she was Tor Midiraisa, so even Midirabbanim still holds, there's no Tumah on the husband. It's just a raised a gargan that did something wrong. But Umaydim, they both said, we look where B'Shachta may feel him, that B'Roya B'Turchid Aleph, let's say she sees Dam on the 9th day. The Tovla Lerav, and she goes to the mikveh at night, that's no good. The Shimshon, they live together. Shemetama Mishka V'Moshev, Achriyav Mekrov, that they both agree? That's no good. The Torah says, if you see one day during these 11, you are Tami until the next day. You have to first wait till part of the next day came about, and you were told, and then you can go to the mikveh. But at night time, you still tell me you can't go to the mikveh, Sabshita the Chayiv, a Korbin, and he has Tumas, a Boil, a Zava. Yeah. What's going to be Tovla B'Yom Shalach? Let's say she waited till the next day. She saw on the 9th day, and she waited till the 10th day, B'Yom, and she went to the mikveh then, the Shimshon, to live together. So, the Mishnah says, I raised that Tavis Ruah, something bad that he did. Because, Umagani be lost in Klum, and you have to wait and see. Because if she's going to see again on that day, so come out of Afreya, he was Tamei, she was Tamei all along. So therefore, really, they're not supposed to live together. They're supposed to wait till the end of the day to make sure she does not see then the Mutter. So again, so Midi Rice, so she goes to the mikveh the next day, really she's Tor. So she's supposed to wait, not live together, because there's a suffix, maybe she'll see again that day. If she sees again, it's Mitztarif, there's less two rears, so then we look at Afreya as if she was Tamei the whole time. So but that's called Magen Ubilos Natlui, and it's hanging to see what's going to be. They shouldn't live together, she shouldn't touch any truma. Because if she does see later on, I'll make a tummy from the Mafreya from before. Now the Gemara says, tell her about one like this. Fish. So they both agree that the Tavelis Laila Lizava, if she's Tavel at night time for a Zava, Shaila Tfilah doesn't help. So Rashi says, the Afar P Shechalukim Beisilo Beroya with Machoikis is where they see Yom Yud Aleph at Tovla Lerif Shevtur Min Akarvin Hosim Yishum Di Yom Yud Aleph Loi Boi Shimmer. That's all. Hilkach Rav Zove Hevi Ava Zove Gatayna Shevtur Yud Aleph Yom Boi Shimmer. So during the 11th Yud Aleph Yom, she sees on the 9th day Lamashal by daytime, so she's Tome until the next day, and therefore she goes to the mikveh night. That does not help. So that's the bright says here. Shavim both Beisil and Meshavim both agree that the Tavelis Laila Lizava, okay, so which is Shemeris Yom, she saw on the 9th day. Even though she stops seeing, then by night she goes to the mikvah. Sheina Tefillah, that's not called the Tefillah, because she has to wait till the next day to make a Ktsar Shimur, and then she can first go to the mikvah. Shavim also they both agree. The Roye B'Terch Yud Aleph Yom, if they see in the middle of the 11 days, for Tov L'Lerev, and she goes to the mikvah now, like she saw on the ninth day, and she goes to the mikvah the ninth by night, V'Shim, that she lives with her husband, she's still a Zava, it's Zava Katana, and therefore Allah Kareesh, Shem Atama Mishka B'Moshav, the husband's like a boiled Zava, he becomes a Tomei Mishka B'Moshav. If he later sits on the bed or slides on the bed, he's metamarit, and the chayav mekorban is chayav mekorban because gold he was boil as ova. Lemechleku, where is the machlokes in the Mishnah? Ella biyom yiralef yom, only in the case where she sees on the 11th day itself. Here's the machlokes. Shebeishama yom metamar mishka v'moishav chayav mekorban. That even though she saw on the 11th day, still midirais you have to have shimmer. And she cannot go to the mikveh tonight, but she has to wait till the next day first. So she goes to the mikveh at night, it means nothing. Therefore, she still has tumas zava on a ketana, and the other husband becomes a boil nida, a boil zava, he has tumas mishka v'mayshiv nechaya v'korban. Or they still hold poitra mikorban, they still hold know that midiraisa, since they saw, she saw on the 11th day, she does not need shimur, because the next day she can't become a zava, it's only a dinidus. Therefore, after the 11th day goes by at night, they still holds midiraisa, she can go to the mikveh, and she becomes tor, just midirabanan, though she's still tummy until the next day, but negay to a korban, they still holds it's part them in a korban. This now, omala and beisham lebeisilu, she beisham goes back to a tenant to beisilu. And he says like this, maishno yom yuralev, miyoim toich yuralev. What's the difference between if she saw dam on the 11th day, or she saw dam on the ninth day? That's Beishamah's Kashda Beisilu. Like in Shivul Alatumma, you're telling me when she sees on the 11th day, she's told me until the next day. Is Soli Yishvud La Korban, shouldn't it be the same Alokha that they live together at night, that he should be Chayav a Korban? Why do you Beisilu say that he is Tamei, just he's part of the Korban? Or this Omrulan Beisilu, Beisilu says back no. Omrulan Beisilu Beishamai, Lo Yimamata Batech Yidalu is a big difference. If she sees in the middle of the year after Yom on the ninth day, a Shekain Yom Shalachrov Mitzarafim Ma'laziva. So if she sees again on the next day, she has like 2 days to make her into a Zava. So they Mitzaraf together, therefore Taka, she's Tamim with the Yeraisa. Therefore the Bichai of the Korban. But to Yom of the Yom Yeralef, where she sees the first time on the 11th day, Shein Yom Shalachrov Mitzarafim Ma'laziva, even if she sees again tomorrow on the 12th day, she does not make herself into more of a Zava. Because after the 11th day, on the 12th day, she becomes a nida, and so he came in with Santa too. Therefore, they still hold that at night time, she's not tummy anymore, midiraisa, she could go to the mikvah. Therefore, she went to the mikvah, and they live together, they're not chayiv a korban. Because the chumra, we just say, he has tumma, midirabanan. So still, omru lem, beisham, beisham, he goes back and asks the question back to beisil, and so, hishvim, they say, make both halachas together. Meaning to say, Im Shivla Latumi, if you're telling me now they live together at night, that he is Tamei, so in Yishvla Lakarban, who then she be Chayav Lakarban also? Like a monastery, either she's still Tamei at night or not. V'im La Shivla Lakarban, if you say no, that part of the Karban, Mashma, that since she went to the mikveh at night time, she's not Tamei anymore, then La Yishvla Latumi, who then, he should not be a boiled Zava, he should not have Tumas Mishka Mashav on him. So what's Shan Beisilu? Omula, Mesilu Beisilu says back, yes. It's only midirabanan that really midiraisa, since she saw on the 11th day, there's no din shimmer, and therefore at night time she could go to the mikvah. Just midirabanan amachma, they say she's still time until the next day. So therefore midirabanan, we say he has tumor on him. Lachmir means to say midirabanan, he's tamei. Loi neviyulu de korban okel, we can't say lechumra, make him bring a korban also. That we can't do. Because since midiraisa he doesn't need a korban, it's called chudul lazara. So therefore we can't do it to him, therefore midirabanan will not mechayiv him to bring a korban. So that's Shan Beisilu. The midiraisa taka that Torah at night, it's only midirabanan though, that they have to wait till the next day. Therefore midirabanan that tamei, but a korban, that potter from a korban. The yoit secondly, midivreichem atam meichem, that Beisil says back to Beishamah, from your words, I have a pircha, a question on you, a kabite you, have a question on you. Shatem, I'm you, Beishamah, I hold, that tov lo yoim shalachrov, let's say she went to the mikveh first on the 12th day, to Shimsha, and then they live together, to Yachakach Rosso, and then she sees them again on the 12th day, that you, Beishamah, I hold, that mitama mishka b'meishav. We consider that if she was Tamil Mafraya Mashmah, we'll come out, we'll soon see it's only Midirabanan.
and therefore the Baal is called a boil zava, and he has tumas mishkav moishav on him. But you, Beishami, agree that a pturim in a korban, that the Baal in this case, since it's the 12th day, he's potter from a korban. So the Yisrael says back, Avatim, I have a question on you then. You also hishvu midas seichem, make you both midas alike. Mean to say, im shivud ala tumah, if you hold that even on the 12th day she's still tamei, then yishvud ala korban. Why don't you say it's chayiv a korban? V'im la shivud ala korban. If you say no, she's tor, that is not chayiv a korban, then la yishvud ala tumah. You should not say it's called the boil zov. You should not have tumas mishka v'mayshav. So it's a kashin you beshamay. Ella, what do you have to say? That Lamaisa, since it's the 12th day right now, Lahachmir, that's what you say, she has a din tumor on her, and therefore the husband is called a boyo, Zoba, Tumas Mishkav Moshav, son of Luchum and Midrabanin. But below Lahoka, not Midiraisa. Then Midiraisa, since she's Tor, you're not Chayiv a Korban. So Achinam, Ilhakum and Lahoka, you say, you be Shamiyo, so hope from this Svara. That's only Midrabanin, we say, you're Tame, and therefore we're Machim to say, she's Tame, and therefore he's a boyo Zoba, but not to make on din Torah, not to bring a korban. David Mor says, Om Rafuna Vuna holds and says, Mishkovo Moshovo Shebisheni Beishamai Mitamim Afa Pisha Tovlo and Afa Pishla Rosso. So Rashi says, Rafuna is saying like this, that according to Beishamai, if Isha sees during the 11 days, means she sees on the 8th day, let's say, so Midiraisa now, she's Tomei until the mikvah of the 9th day comes by. But Avada Midiraisa, she can go to the mikvah on the 9th day. And after she goes to the mikvah, Midiraisa, she's Tor. Even though we send the mitzvah, they should not live together until the end of the 9th day, because then she may see later. But according to right now, she's Tor. So Funa says that according to Veshama, there's a chumah to say that even though she went to the mikvah, even though she does not see, still, that she's considered Tomei. Chumah means Midirabonim. Midirabonim, though she is Tomei. So Moses says, my time, what's the reason? Because the Svari is Kivan Diluchazia. Since if she would see on the 9th day, Mitama should be Tamil Mafraya, being starved to the first Ria. It's called she's Tamil on the 8th and 9th day. So Ashtanami Mitama, even though now she did not see on the 9th day, still Beis Shammai makes the Chumah to say, Midrabanan she should be Tamil. Therefore Midrabanan they should not be Tamil. That's Rav Huna's Chiddush. So Moses says back, I'm Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says back, Mechura, my commercial, what are you teaching us? Tanina, Mechura, we learned this in the Mishnah. My commercial, Tanina, we learned that Tov Lo Yoim, Shalachrov, this Mechura is on the 12th day. She went to the mikvah on the 12th day, where she's sure on the 11th, and now the next day she goes to the mikvah. The Shim, she is based and she lives with her husband then. The Yachakach Ross, and then later she sees on the 12th day. The Sham Yerim, Metamim, Mishkavim, Meshavais. That Midrabanan, though, we say she was Tomei then, and therefore the husband is called the Boil Zavah, he's Tomei Mishka V'Moshav, but of Turim and Akorban, you're part of an Akorban. Says, so what's your Chiddush Rav Huna? You see clearly, Beshami is Machmir. So here, Tak is Machmir, on the 12th day, who I did in the same spur should be, that on the 9th day, we should also make the Chumrah. That just like if she would see later, she'd be Tomei L'Afraya, so according to Beshami, Midrabanan, she should be Tomei, even though she didn't see. So this is the question is, what's Rav Huna's Chiddush? So Mura says back, no, Amar Rav Kana, Rosh Hashani, what's the Tushti? All over here, where she sees on the 12th day, since she sees Dam. So since she sees Dam, here Beishama makes the Chumah to say she's Tamei. But in our case, where she did not see Dam on the 9th day, maybe according to Beishama, is not even Tamei Midrabanan. Therefore, we need Rav Huna to teach us, now that she is Tamei Midrabanan. This the Mura says back, no, Amar Rav Yosef, Tuchi Rosh Mayhevei, even though she sees on the 12th day, really, so what? Riyaf the Nidhi, really, that she sees now on the 12th day, it makes her into a Nidhi, not into a Zava. Elamai Stamek Zeira Chumro, that Otu, during the 11 days, so Huru Adin, Avad is a Svara to say, Beshama should also make the Chumra to say that if she saw on the 8th day, then the 9th day, even though she met Ksas Shimra, she went to the Mikvah, that still with the Rabban, and still she's Tamei. This was bothering Rav Kana. That Bishleim Eicha the Rosa. No, it's like this. Like really, Rav Huna is good. That Bishleim when she mamis saw Dam on the 12th day, then Gazrin in Riyad the Nidot to Riyad the Zava. Still, we make Zera. And since Lamaisha she saw today on the 12th day, even though it's a Riyad of Nida, not a Zava anymore, but still a pastor made Zera. Says she's telling me now, Lamafreya, Otto when she would see in the middle of the 11 days. But the question is, who said Beshami would say, Elaheche de la Rosa, my Nigzabo? But here, Rav Huna is saying a tremendous Chiddush. She saw on the eighth day. The ninth day she did not see. So who said we should make Nizera to say, after she went to the mikvah on the ninth day, so she was coming with the Rabban until the evening, who said that? So if we need Rav Huna to teach us this Chiddush. For Yoit, secondly, Tanan, we learn that this in Mishnah Zavon, it says, Haroye Riacha Shal Zayv. If a man sees one time Zav, so Beshama Yermim Kishemeris Yerim Kineged Yerim. The law he has is, he's considered like a Shemeris Yerim Kineged Yerim, that Menasofik is Tamei, or Beisil Lermen no Kabakar, he's only called like a Bakar, nothing more. For Tani, we learn like this, HaMeset as Riyah, somebody moves or picks up that Riyah, the first Riyah that a Zav sees, Shem Beshama Yermim Tervin. Beshami Yazav has a chumah like a Zav, it has Tumas Masa on it. So it's a Sophatic Tumah. Who may still in Matari, and they still hold on its Torah, that since it only has nothing like a Balkari, and Sheikh Mazel has no Tumas Masa, therefore it's only Tomei Bemaga and not Tomei Behesit. Mishkavos Umayshavos Shebein Riyah Rishonah L'Riyah Shniyah. What's going to be if the man sits on something in between the first Riyah and the second Riyah? So Beshami again holds Tomei. We have to wait to see. Maybe it's Tomei. And Sati say he sees again tomorrow. It's mistake to make him Tomei from yesterday. Who still has no Matarim. That even when the Zav sees a second time, he only becomes Tomei from then on and not from before. Who Tomei Reisha wasn't saying the Reisha. That a Roya Riachas Shalzer. Somebody sees the first Ri of Zav. That Beshami Yom Kishmeros Yom Kineged. It's like a Shmeros Yom Kineged Yom. That the Sati Tomei, you have to wait till tomorrow. But what do we see from here? That Shemeris Yom Kineged Yom, Rabbi Shammai is Tumim. That's a Tumor. The Rashi says, Alma, Mida Makshe Be Shammai Riyah Rishon L'Shemeris Yom, Katani Mishka V'Moshe Shol, Dein Riyah Rishon L'Shniyah Tumim, Alma Mishka V'Moshe the Shemeris Yom, Mishem Mishka is also only Tumim. It's a Sophic. V'Yim Leitir, she does not see Tahira. And you say what? According to Rafun, even the second day she is Tumim. So it's not like you're saying. You're saying according to Beisham, the second day she is Tomei, and the Yotz Mashem, no, it's only Tomei. We have to see if she really sees the second day, then she'll become Tomei. If she doesn't see, she's not Tomei. Alma Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom, Beisham Metomen. So what's it know? Lo Tame, we don't say Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom, Aleima Keboyel Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom. She's like a Boyel Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom.